Oh, yeah.
Is this one of the tougher games for the season?
It's always tough playing the Jets, no matter what. They're our division opponent. They play higher. They play fast. They're physical. But we just went out there, stuck together as a team, and had a great team win.
What is the difference down in the fourth quarter? Is it more than X's and O's? What is it
that... We just stuck together. I mean, obviously, throughout the game, the offense wasn't clicking the whole time, which we need to be. We can't be having so many three and outs. But in the fourth quarter, I mean, we just dig deep. Players were stepping up, making plays. Tom was on point. The line was doing a great job. And we just executed as an offense, as a unit, in those final drives, which we should be doing all game.
Can you walk us through that last touchdown?
They were playing a lot of blitz. I was in pass protection a lot of blitz zero. And just throughout the game, just saw they were all coming. My guy that had me man, and just leaked out there in the end. Leaked down the flat. Tom saw it, and it was just a good play. Good smart football, and it was a great play.
Rob, how hard is this quick turnaround, especially with a very good Dolphins team coming down Thursday?
Yes, this is going to be the quickest turnaround you have all year. Dolphins are hot right now. They're a good team. We just got to rest, get ready mentally and physically, because it's going to be quick coming Thursday.
It seemed like a lot of drop balls today by kind of everybody. Is there anything to that?
I had a couple drops there and there. I guess it was just one of those days. I mean, you can't catch everything. It's you just want to limit that. Hopefully, from here on out, we just work on catching drills and practice, just keep it going, and maybe hopefully it doesn't happen again. We just go out there and make the catches when they're thrown.
What was it like to go against Revis again?
He's a good player. It's always great to go against a competitor. He's a hard worker, and it's just great going versus the Jets as a whole.
First time all year you guys were trailing in the fourth quarter. Was there any ever sense of panic or worry?
No, you can't panic. You can't worry. You just got to stick to the script. Stay level-headed. And then when it's our turn's up on offense, we got to go out there and execute. They have a good team. We got to keep fighting. We got to play 60 minutes.
One of the things you just said, stick to the script, but in midway through the fourth quarter, you guys actually deviated and went wide in the most probably empty backfield. And maybe speak to the impact they had by spreading them out.
By sticking to script, I meant really like sticking as a whole, as a unit, and keep going out there and executing on whatever play is called. Whatever the offensive coordinator sees, whatever Josh sees, whatever it's called, we just got to go out there and execute. A lot of times, we can go off the game plan and just, but we're ready because we all work all hard during practice and go over everything.
Did you know Amendola had that kind of vertical?
Amendola always be making these crazy acrobatic catches. He looks like a gymnast half the time. Last year he had that one crazy one versus the Jets. You saw him a couple times this year. I mean, he's super athletic, and he's that freaky athletic where he can jump super quick, and he makes those kind of catches, which look awesome.
There were a lot of things going on with the offensive line. How do you think they did today?
They did a good job. I mean, going versus that Jets defensive lineman is not an easy task. Those dudes are big. Those dudes are fast. They know how to mix it up. They're a good unit together. They know how to play well together. They know when to pass rush, drop back, all that. So I would say we did a pretty fair job versus their defensive lineman, which is pretty legit.
Touchdown. Could you kind of tell that those two guys are kind of blitz
on? We saw a little bit of it. I was pass blocked a lot that game, a lot of blitz zero. Kept seeing it a little bit. And Tom just saw it. I just leaked out. My guy came and he just made a nice play, got the ball off on time, just had to catch it and run it in. So it was just smart football there.
When you realize you're wide open like that, Rob, what's going through your mind?
Oh, man. I actually couldn't even see Tom because it was. The defensive linemen that were chasing after him were huge. I didn't even see Tom. I just saw the ball come up there. I'm like, oh, here it comes. And I knew I was wide open, and I was like, just catch it and run it in. So just stay focused when I saw the ball in the air, and just a good play.
Does it ever catch you off guard when you're left alone like that?
It does, because, I mean, every time you're a competitor, there's usually someone on you. You just make a reaction. But when you're wide open, it's always a different mindset, like everyone always says. When they're wide open like that. But, I mean, just got to stay focused, just like any other catch, and just made the play, and just good offensive play there.
When you're ever that wide open, do you ever say, geez, I hope he sees me? I
mean, oh, yeah, for sure. When you're that wide open, you always want to be seen by the quarterback. I mean, Can't see the whole field at one time, though. But whenever you're that wide open, of course, you're like, hey, you're wide open. But it happens sometimes if you don't get it.
Last couple of games, they were really overloading on you. Today it was a little bit different. Do you get worried or concerned that you don't get as many targeted?
No, not at all. That's the last thing I'm worried about. I'm just worried about going out and doing what I got to do to help out the team. And just overall, hopefully, we just work together as a team and get that win. That's all I'm worried about is getting that W. Some games I can have one catch. Some games, like today, at 11. So just got to go out there, do your job, and just keep working hard. I've been seeing it since I've been here. He works hard in practice. He treats practice as a game. He has a fire every time he comes out on the practice field or on the game field. So we just know as a unit, we got to be up there, upbeat, and ready to go. All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.